Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave Confluzio here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. And I am still stunned at what took place this afternoon at the Belmont Stakes. Completely stunned. In my last episode, I absolutely guaranteed Big Brown victory, and it just didn't happen. I already had today's show written. I already had the Big Brown won the Belmont. Let's take a look at where he ranks among the Triple Crown winners show written. And now it's useless. And I'm completely stunned. If you're not a horse racing fan, you can't understand how big of an upset this was. I was going to compare it to the Giants beating the Patriots, but that wouldn't be giving the Giants enough credit. No, this upset is more Appalachian State beating Michigan. This upset is more Stanford beating USC in USC. That's how huge this upset is. And in my last episode, I said that Big Brown had about a 90 to 95% chance of winning this race. And this happened to be one of those 5 out of 100 that he didn't win. And so the question you have to ask is why? Why wasn't he able to win this race? And for a good 20 minutes after the race was over, I just sat there in complete shock. But when I finally collected myself, got my senses together, I went back and rewatched the race. And it became pretty clear to me that the jockey didn't run the best possible race. And I'm not pitting it entirely on him, but I'm also not going to let him off the hook. First of all, I don't know if it was his idea or if it was strategy going in, but Big Brown, in his last two races, the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby, has been content to sit behind the leaders, let everybody wear themselves out, and then finish strong to pass the leaders and win the race. But in this race, with Casino Drive scratched, Big Brown was far and away the class of the field. There wasn't another horse in this field that was even close to him in speed and class. For that reason, there is absolutely no excuse for this team to not, right when the gate opened, send Big Brown as hard as they possibly could to the front. Big Brown should have taken the lead and never looked back. The horse that ended up winning, Datara, is not that fast of a horse. They let Datara take that lead, as opposed to fighting for it in the early stages of the race. Now in horse racing, horses running out of the one spot win more than any other position. And the reason for that is they're closest to the rail. They have the shortest trip if they're not bumped off of the rail. And what we saw at the beginning of this race was Datara took the lead, which I don't think they should have let it do, but we'll say it was out of their control just for the sake of argument. And Datara comes over and gets in front of Big Brown to take the rail. Now at this point, Ken DeSormo, Big Brown's jockey, instead of recognizing the fact that a horse is coming at him, keeps running and runs right into this horse's behind, which would have been bad enough on its own, but then the next move he made completely baffles me. He's looking at this horse's behind, and he's got three options. Steer left and try and regain the inside of the lane, stay behind Datara, or go out to the outside, in traffic. Now, moving to the inside probably would have been too risky. But the thing here is that if you decided you didn't want to send Big Brown out to the early lead, which he would have gotten a comfortable trip and won easily, in my opinion, you didn't want to do that, so you wanted to stalk whoever had the lead. Great. Now you've given Tatara the lead. Why leave the inside rail? There's no reason to. Stay behind him. In a mile and a half long race, a horse cannot afford to expend energy on extra steps. A horse needs to take the most efficient trip possible from the start of the race to the finish of the race. So bumping Big Brown to the outside so early in the race not only wasted energy in getting to the outside by bumping a horse, but also when he was on the outside, he was three or four horses wide, and now he has to run that much longer of a race. It was way too early. It's a mile and a half long. You'd have plenty of time down the stretch to reposition the horse. Keep it on the rail. And he didn't do it. He jumped to the outside, bumped Big Brown again. Now, by now, he's been bumped twice, so he's not running with full efficiency. He's too wide. He's taking too many steps. And you wonder why he had nothing left down the stretch. It's not rocket science. It's just horse racing. And I understand things happen quickly and you have to make decisions in the spur of the moment, but I just hated the way this race was run by Ken DeSorma. I hated the fact that Big Brown didn't go out, take the early lead, and never look back. He is capable of it. He did it in his first ever race. He ran wire to wire. He's a versatile horse, and he was, without question, the fastest horse in this field. So giving another horse a comfortable lead was very foolish. And so don't blame Big Brown. Don't talk about steroids or cracked hooves. Big Brown never had a chance to win because Ken DeSorma ran him so poorly. That's my opinion. And if you believe in karma, you have to wonder if it had anything to do with the way Rick Dutroux has been running his mouth for the weeks leading up to the Belmont. He said Big Brown winning was a foregone conclusion. He said that there was nobody in this field that could run with Big Brown. That's real class. Am I disagreeing with him? No. It was a foregone conclusion. And nobody in the race should have been able to keep up with them. But you don't say that. Show a little class. Show a little humility. Now, do I believe that karma actually affected the outcome of this race? No. But if you believe in karma, maybe if Dutroux wasn't such a jerk, the result might have been different. We might have seen one of the 95 out of 100 instead of one of the 5 out of 100. And it's a shame because Big Brown has gotten so much publicity as a horse that didn't deserve to win the Triple Crown because the fields were so weak, which is true. Other than the Kentucky Derby, these two fields in the Preakness and the Belmont were very weak. But it isn't Big Brown's fault that he happens to be the best horse in a year without good competition. You don't blame a team that wins a championship for no other teams in the league being nearly as good as they are. They're still champions. And there's a reason why the Triple Crown is so elusive, obviously. And it's a shame that if he'd won it, people wouldn't have taken the accomplishment as seriously. And now that he didn't win it, he'll go down as a choke. And that's not fair. Big Brown is still a great horse. I'm not going to compare him to the greatest of all time, but he is a great horse. And it'll really be a shame if this race leads anyone to believe otherwise. So I guess that's my wrap-up of the Belmont Stakes. Hopefully it was somewhat informative or made some sense. It's hard to gauge if I'm using too much horse lingo or if I'm simplifying too much because I'm not sure exactly who's listening, but I did my best. So once again, as I mentioned in my last episode, I'm still considering doing a tutorial series on how to bet horse racing on YouTube, and I'm still interested to know if that's something that you would be interested in watching and interested in me doing. So definitely get back to me on that and send any other questions or comments to vegasdavesdime@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and have a good one, everybody.